on me enough. And then you see Jesus and you see Christ as being a little God, partner. Because I had the altars of the Druids long before the cross came. And the altars of the Druids will be there long after the cross is gone. Whether the Christians like to accept it or not, he did what I was saying. The cross came by and passed by my window, and I seen it go by, and I said, oh, Christ was a little God. But he's a reality in this world because he holds atomic warfare. And we can't blow the world up. We don't want to blow the world up. So all those that live in the thought of we don't want to blow the world up, you dig what I'm saying? And here's another thing that you people talk about. All these peace movement, all these demonstrators, they'll run out and demonstrate for a nuclear power plant, turn, go home and turn electricity on. If you want to demonstrate for a nuclear power plant, don't use electricity. Does it make sense? You know what I'm saying? They want to demonstrate for something on one hand and get their faces up in the camera and like, look at me, I'm different, you know, or pay me to be somebody, you dig? And then on the other hand, they can't be somebody because they go home and turn the fucking electricity on and use the same fucking pollution. You dig what I'm saying? In other words, you can't protest cutting down trees with paperwork. You can't protest pollution riding around in automobiles. You dig? I told you 40 years ago, get back to the horse, man.
What's the best way to change?
I get back to the horse. If you don't get back to the horse, there's going to be nothing left of you. Now, it's dawning in the minds of many. It's dawning in the minds of chemistry. It's dawning in the minds of biology. And I got 7 big locks in my brain, you dig? And then I send off to Norway. And I send them a thought, and it goes to Norway, and the chemistry, and they're looking in their little things. You dig what I'm saying? And then I'm over here in Australia sitting on a bush man. I don't need a telephone to communicate with that bush man. You dig ones? That bush man is right inside my soul, man. He's right inside. I can hear everything. I can see through his eyes. You see what I'm saying? It's like I am that bush man. And I am that solitary confinement. And I am that slam dunk. You dig what I'm saying? And I'm sitting there watching all you fucking Rube Scoops, you dig? Playing my life. All these years, you take me from court, you dig? And the lawyer represents me, and then he got guys that represent him, and then they all represent that, and then these guys represent me, and they all represent that, and they only represent me to start with. It's all in my life that they're standing up with all this big old shit that they're standing up in. It's my life that they're feeding on at the bottom. The king don't have any clothes, man. Dig? We told you that in 6.